beloved and holy and only child of our Heavenly Father, child of the one source, child of light, divine. That is who you are. Take it deeply within the consciousness and contemplate what that means. I am the one known as Jeshua ben Joseph. Jesus, you have called me. And it is in great joy that I come to abide with you this evening in your timing, as you have chosen once again to call me forth. Great joy. It is your birthright. It is your true nature. Great joy. That is what these gatherings are about. In the time of meditation, the recent moments, my beloved friend and teacher, the one you know as Judith, was asking me what I would say with you in this evening. And I said to her, I would say to you how honored I am, how pleased, how joyous I am to see you in your awakening. For that is truly what you are doing. You are coming truly awake, even as you activate the physical body in the incarnation. Some of you have been meeting with me in this way for some time now, in what you originally called the retreats. And I asked you what you were retreating from. Yes. And I suggested to you that in truth you were advancing. Not so much of a retreat, but an advancement. For each time that you come together and you allow the heart to open, you advance in your awakening. You advance in your realization of the unlimitedness of you. And you have been meeting over the past several years in what have been known as the Christos intensives, these times when we have been together to share, to knock upon the door of the heart, to knock upon the door of the mind, and to suggest to you new ways of looking at everything in your life, new ways of understanding what the world is for, what your purpose is in the world, why you are here, why it sometimes feels heavy, and why in truth it is light because you are light. And the Christos intensives have been a series of gradual awakening. A series that, in truth, you have not found it too difficult to participate in, for it has been gradual, it has been gentle. And I have said unto you to do this in remembrance of me, the Christos intensives, not to do in remembrance of me as one Yeshua, although in truth I do want you to remember me, and to remember the times that we have walked together, share together the laughter, the tears, the questionings, the revelations. But more to remember the Christ of you that is coming awake, that is coming into full realization, even in this day and time. So over a period of a process, which you dearly believe in, of time, there has been a gentle nudging, guiding, suggesting, sometimes pushing a bit, sometimes allowing you to see how wonderfully you put together all of the circumstances that work as catalyst for remembrance, that work as catalyst so that you can finally stop all of the suffering and say, perhaps there is a new way to look at this. I am tired of the old way. Show me a new way of perceiving what is going on. And so you have come to this gathering in this day and time, and I honor you for your choice to be here. I honor you for your courage, for it takes courage to come and be amongst ones whom you say you don't know, and yet there is no one that you meet that you do not know. No one to meet who is not already part of you, part of your heart. And as you have found even in this evening of greeting people, looking upon the certain visage of one that may look to be a bit of a stranger, there has been a familiarity within the heart that has said, I know this one. We have walked together sometime, somewhere. I must talk with this one more and rediscover the connections that we have had and celebrate those connections. In truth, you never meet a stranger. In truth, you meet only yourself. Think upon that. For I know in your world, it is as it was 2,000 years ago in your timing, that there is a great belief in separation, that there is a great belief that I am here, you are there, we are separate as the bodies. I do not know you. You have said this to each other time and time again, lifetime and lifetime over. I do not know you. Who are you? And the question you have asked of another one has been, in truth, the question that you are asking of yourself. Who am I? But you ask it of another one, and you say, who are you? Tell me who you are, so I may begin to remember who I am. It is the Christ, the Christos, and the Christos is awakening. So I honor the courage that it has taken for you to make trek, to come to this place, to do whatever was necessary to be here, to bring the body, to be here amongst the friends, amongst yourself, as the one self, which in truth we are. But I watched you in the months previous. Some decided very early on that, yes, this is where they wanted to be. No doubt about it, this is where they had to be. All of you have felt the invitation. All of you knew at a very deep level that you would be here. Some of you waited for certain pieces to fall together, and yet you knew that you would be here and that you would have the most divine roommate with you. And you do. Each and every one of you, as you have made choices to share the dwelling space with another one, and there is not one of you here who does not share the dwelling space with other ones, seen and unseen, you have gone through a certain period of wondering, will I be compatible with this one? Can I convince the other one to come with me? How is it going to work out? Where am I going to rest the head at night? And yet, at a very deep level, you knew that you would be here with the heart family. We have called it the heart family because it is the heart of you that is coming alive. You knew that you would be with the heart family once again, and that you would resonate in joy and in celebration with each and every one. That is not to say that you won't, as you have in the past, bring up certain issues which you desire to see healed. It is most wonderful to watch you in the interactions that you have with each other. Certain things that are said that are perceived a certain way, perhaps they were offered in that way, perhaps they were not, but you have heard them a certain way, and there has been old habitual pattern of how you would receive what was said, and you have gnawed on it as a dog would with the bone, and you have wondered, what did they mean when they said that? And you have chewed it over and over and spat it out after a while and said, what the heck, I'm going to get on with the good stuff anyway. And it has been most wonderful to watch you. Every time you have the courage to come together and to set aside for a few days what has been the old paradigm of believing how you are, how they are, how the world is, you have come alive in a new understanding of what it means to be the awakening Christ. And little by little, although sometimes you have questioned it, you have taken that new revelation back with you into whatever was your daily activity, back in what you call the real world, which in truth is not that real. And you have taken the revelations with you, and they have transformed a lot of what you have seen in the daily activities. If you would cast your mind back just a few years ago in your timing as to where you were in your belief system and see where you are now with it, you will say, miracles have happened. Miracles happen every day. For there has been much of shifting within the belief system, much of shifting in the self-image, much of allowance of happiness to be known and then given to others, as you have allowed the belief system to expand and the acceptance of yourself also to expand. For many of you have lived All of you have lived the lifetimes which have been constricted, where you have bought and paid dearly the world belief and the image that the world would give to you of who you are. And many have been the lifetimes when you have seen yourself to be lower than the dust, lower than anything you can imagine that even lived in the dust or under the dust. For you had your experts, your authorities, who said to you that you were not worthy to draw breath. And you allowed them, because of the agreement of the most divine dance, you allowed them then to give you motivation for releasing the body. You gave it over. You said, well, I guess they're right. And you traded in. But that didn't stop you, because very soon you recycled, made a new vehicle for expression, and decided to have another go at it. And here you are, most wonderfully on the threshold of becoming truly the awakened Christ, coming truly into that realization that I am the extension of the Father, right here, right now. That is the basis of the awakened Christ, is to realize I and the Father are one. Now you have that written in your holy scriptures that I said, and I did, I and the Father are one. And it was the turning point revelation for me in that lifetime to realize that I and the Father are not separate. It is not the Father somewhere off in a distant dimension, universe, heaven somewhere. It is not the Father out there separate from me. But I and the Father are one. I am, as we have been sharing with you in recent times, recent months, I am an extension of the Father. Come into this point of focus, right now into this reality. I am the Father in expression. This point of focus is not all of the Father. But you bring the Father into this point of focus because you are not separate from him, because you can never be separate from him, and because you are desiring to know all that which you are. And so you focus most miraculously upon this identity, this point of focus, as you see time and place, lifetime to be. And yet there is a knowing deep within you that this is not all I am. This can't be all that I am. But there are stirrings deep within me that suggest to me that I read a certain book, that I talk with certain friends, that I attend certain gatherings, that I listen to certain messages. For there is something more of me that I want to know. It is the still small voice deep within you that will not be denied. It keeps whispering to you lifetime after lifetime to come up higher in your understanding of who you are, to come up higher into that unlimitedness that says, I and the Father are one. Not only in the old belief system that the Father has made me, but to realize that never have I been separate from the source of my being. And if I am an extension of the Father, and if the Father is here, present, right now, as me, even in what I am allowing myself to understand as this point of focus, how wonderful I must be. And there is a certain sense of valuing that comes from that, and it is a true valuation. It is not an ego valuation. And there is a certain humbleness about it that allows the truth to come into your understanding and to be lived. So these times that we have met in this way, called the Christos Intensives, have had as their goal the gentle awakening of the Christ within you. Coming to that place of realization of who I am, you, and come totally alive in that realization. For in truth, once you realize that I and the Father are one, I am an extension of the Father, come into this point of focus, you know that you are limited by nothing in the outer. You are limited in truth by nothing in the inner, even your inner thoughts, your inner belief about yourself. You are not even limited by self-image or by what you have bought and thought to be true. And there comes a freedom, a joyous freedom, a freedom that listens, yes, to the separated ego when it will speak its certain messages to you. A freedom that says, yes, I have heard that message before. I know those old messages, those old tapes. But that is of the past. I am born anew in Christ. You have heard that saying. You have brothers and sisters who are very fond of saying to you that you must be born anew in Christ. And they say that you must believe in one Yeshua, one Jesus. Well, you do believe in one Yeshua, in one Jesus. And you believe in yourself. And you believe in the Christ of you. And when you come to that realization, you are as a newborn, born anew in Christ, the Christ of you. And there is a freedom that comes with that, a freedom of not being limited to what the world has taught you, And then you know that you are not held by any belief system, any self-image, any teaching of the world, not even held by the laws that you have made within this dimension, this reality, not held within the laws of gravity, physicality. You are free as the light which you are. And there comes then a knowing of ascension, true ascension. And I say to you that there are ones of you in this room, in this time, who will experience ascension even in this gathering, these days that we spend together. For I have heard your desire. And that which you have asked for, there is no one and no thing that can keep it from you. That is how free you are, how unlimited you are. So there are ones of you who will experience ascension, even in the days we spend together in this gathering. Ponder that for a while. When you get to the last day, in truth it will happen before that, but when you get to the last day of this gathering, you will look back, even upon this evening, and you will marvel at what you have allowed yourself to perceive, understand, and claim once again. How does that feel in the heart, beloved brother? Very good. I can see it upon the face. There is a feeling of radiance. There is a feeling of, yes, this is what I have prayed for. And in truth, all of you have prayed for this lifetime after lifetime, to know a freedom from the world's oppression that you have felt. The world outside of you has been all-powerful and has been dictating to you what you could do and not do. Even in this lifetime where you have begun a certain most wonderful wave of consciousness that has been realizing equal rights for everyone, you still believe that the physical world holds power over you. There is still vestige of that belief, born of many, many lifetimes when you have felt yourself to be subservient to even the laws of physicality. And yet I say unto you that in the days we spend together, in this brief time, for indeed it will be a brief time, you will begin to remember that you are the creator even of the physical world. And you will know it deep within yourself. I am the creator of all that I see around me, all that I experience. And you will remember the days when we danced upon the firmament as the light which we are, free, unbounded. Angels, you will call them now. Free, and we brought forth form to play with. Why is there such a desire for ascension? For in truth, there is a wave of consciousness, even within the collective consciousness, that is asking to know ascension. It is the wake-up call that you have left at the front desk when you first decided that you would know intimately your creations. For when first we played with creating, we knew ourselves to be the Father. We knew ourselves to be the extension. It is called, children, you are the holy child. And yet even that implies some separation, and you are not separate. We knew ourselves to be, just to be, the isness a being. Consciousness, now you will call it. And there was a consciousness, but even that is a bit more of a limitation than we knew in the very, as you call it now, beginning. And yet it was before time. There was a sense of a flow, much as you would see as the wave on the ocean. For there was and is a flow of isness. And there was and is a consciousness, an intelligence, a being. And before even we brought forth time, there was a desire to create. For being the extension of the one source, the creator, it is your divine nature to be creative. And there was desire, as there is still. In every day you have desire to see what you will create. Most wonderful when you come to the evening and you lay the head upon the pillow and you say to yourself, well, what did I create in this day? Sometimes you say, most wonderful miracles. And sometimes you think, oh my God, glad this day is over. Glad I get to choose anew tomorrow. And we thought to create. And we, as the one holy being, brought forth with awareness, consciousness, with thought, dimensions, realities, with a small r, out of the one reality which we are, the capital R. And we brought forth what you know to be this reality, this dimension, this physical reality. And within the physical reality, we created the coalescence of light into suns, stars, universes, ones which you are even now in this point of focus rediscovering. Your scientists are now receiving light from those creations which we brought forth eons of time ago. And we brought forth form, this dimension which you call home right now, our Holy Mother, the Earth. And we called it good. That is why you have a writing in your Holy Scriptures that everything was created and God looked upon it, which we did, and called it good. And there was joy, celebration, always celebration in creativity. Not as you know it now, because some of your creations you do not celebrate, but always in what you call the beginning, eons of time ago, it was always with celebration. For we knew the excitement, the vibration, the upliftment of creating. And we brought forth form, our Holy Mother, the Earth. And we desired to be with the creation, to walk upon it, to swim, to fly. So we brought forth the creations that would swim in the vast oceans, the creations that would walk upon the terra firma. We brought forth the trees, most wonderful trees which you have in this day and time, which you honor and know oneness with. And we brought forth the tiniest of the smallest of plants, the tiniest and the largest of your insect kingdom, the rocks, the minerals. Most wonderful, you are surrounded by your handiwork. When you go out from this place in this evening, enjoy your handiwork. Feel for a moment your oneness with what you have brought forth. For know you that in every moment you recreate? What you call the vast mountains that are out there that surround this place, they would not be there without you. Without your consciousness that says they are reality, they are nowhere. But you are focusing your reality, your consciousness upon them, and you are one with them. And if you give a moment or so of your consciousness to know oneness, you can meld, blend, lose yourself for a moment in the most majestic of the mountain, or the fir trees, the mountain stream. Feel the power of your mountain stream. I know that you do. Feel yourself in the energy of your creations. Well, that was our desire in the beginning. It was to know the energy of our creations. And so we came and we dwelt amongst the creations in celebration, happy. And we brought forth all manner of form, and we called it good. And as you would see an evolution of process of time, for indeed at that point in what you see as the development of the descent into matter, there was an evolution of process. There became more and more identification with the creations. How wonderful they were. To the place where there was certain competition of ones, saying that my creation is bigger, stronger, faster than yours. My creation can eat up your creation. And they were as games that we played, and we knew them to be games. And we had the competitions, as you do in this day and time. You have your certain sports teams, they are called, where you get together for a certain time period and you see which team can be stronger, more clever, whatever, to score all of the certain goals, points, whatever you call them. Well, it wasn't that day and time, although it is a longer point than just one point in time. It was quite a long, as you would measure time, quite a long process. We played the games. And we knew ourselves to be the creators. We brought forth light again. Yes. Right on cue. And we knew that what we created, if someone else's creation were to gobble it up, we could recreate within a moment. And we did. And you can. And in truth, you do, even now, recreate the bodies, although you say that it takes a process of the 9 months or whatever length of time. But you do recreate form. Even the bodies that sometimes you listen to most intently, you are recreating moment by moment, day by day. What keeps it in what seems to be a certain continuity is the belief that there is a reality of it that is in process. And you know, because of collective consciousness, that it should follow a certain pattern in time. And so many of the brothers and sisters say, well, that's how it is. That's how it was with my mother, father, grandmother, grandfather, great-grandfather, great-grandmother. That's how it has always been in our family. Great-grandfather lost his hair when he was 39 and a half. I kept mine till I was 42. Etc. You know, within the collective consciousness, a certain belief. Within families, a certain belief. And yet there are many of you who are, and there will be a certain sharing that will happen in this gathering. Many of you are saying, but that collective belief does not have to be my belief. I will stay vibrant. Many of you in this room have garnered to yourself a good number of years, as the world will measure time. And yet you know deep within yourself you are as young, a youngster, and getting younger every day. You feel as the newborn who is rediscovering life. And you are the newborn again. So with the identification with the creations and a forgetting that we are the creators of everything you behold, there became a very deep-seated belief in density, a descent, if you will, into matter, and a forgetting of the spirit. And yet, the wake-up call that you left at the front desk when you began this process of the creations and identification with creations, that wake-up call has been calling to you in every lifetime. It has been calling to you to ascend, to come up higher, to remember once again who you are, to come home, to awaken, even while you are activating the body, to come truly alive and to celebrate this creation, the body, even as it speaks to you. And I know that in this evening it is speaking to you, for many of you have had a long trek. Many of you have had much preparation before you even began the trek to get here. And the body is speaking to you that it would be very nice to just lay me down somewhere. To be in peace and in truth. You will be able to do that in not too long a time. For there is a certain partnership that you have with the body. And you do attend to it. You do listen to it. You do take care of it. It guides you, and you guide it. It is a wonderful partnership. And you are coming to a most wonderful place now where you are beginning to realize that you are the spirit which activates the body. You are the spirit that keeps it vibrantly alive. Many of you, if not all, have looked upon the deceased body of a friend, a loved one, and you have seen that it is form. But the spirit of that one was not with the body. And you have known that in truth it was the spirit that activated the body. It was the spirit that is unlimited, that could not be annihilated by the deceasement of the body. And you have felt the presence of the loved one. And you have known that in truth they are with you, as they are. For where would they go if there is no separation? Where would they go if you are an extension of the Father and they are an extension of the Father and you are one with the Father and they are one with the Father? How far away can they go? Not too far. That holds for the loved ones. It also holds for the ones that you didn't quite care for while they were here. Think upon that for a moment. Although in truth there is always choice of focus, and they do not always choose to focus upon what you are doing, and you do not always choose to be in their resonance either. But you are not separate. And the loved ones who have deceased the body, if there has been love there, that love does not die. But again, where would it go
It is always with you.
A moment of true love, when you look into the eyes of a loved one and you see not yourself, not them, but you see the Christ. That moment is forever, never lost. A moment of laughter with a friend, where you have forgotten small self in that laughter. That moment is forever, never lost. Those are the moments of true treasure. You have known them. You have known many of those moments. And it is the truth of your being, those moments. That is why they feel so good. It is the truth of your being. Fall in love again and again and again. Look deep into the eyes of a friend, a mate, even a stranger, if you're going to call them a stranger. Look deep into their eyes. Share a moment of oneness. Share a moment of laughter, a moment when you lose the sense of small self that says, I'm here and you're there. That moment is a treasure of true being. That is a moment of ascension. Now, ascension, there has been much written about ascension. There has been much written about my ascension. I will share with you that in truth, ascension was not a goal that I set out to do. Although your holy teachers, your priests, rabbis, pastors, the ones who are supposedly the authorities, will say to you that I was very God upon this plane, which I am, and you are also, that I came from the Father to do a certain mission, which I did, and you also, you are here for a certain mission, and that I had the whole game plan written out in front of me, and that I knew myself to be better than all of the rest of you. In truth, I cannot know myself to be better than all of the rest of you, because I am not. Now, I know that to be blasphemy. But in truth, I am not better than you because you are my equal. We are the extension of the Father into any point of focus where we put our reality, our attention, our consciousness. So you are my equal. Even in times when you have worshipped me and thought me to be ascended to the right hand of God the Father somewhere, far from you, even in those moments, we have been equals as you gave over power, as you saw that passing time of power, temporal power. Even in those moments, equal. The one child of the Father, the extension. So the ascension, it was not a goal. In other words, I did not take upon myself incarnation, knowing that I was going to ascend the physical body into light. It was something that came as a natural progression of revelations and will happen for you as you are following what you see to be a natural progression of revelations. For if you sit and you desire very, very strongly, intently, as you have done in lifetimes when you have been the solitary monk or monkess, and you have desired so strongly that you would leave this veil of sorrows and ascend unto the Father, you have found that it does not come by will itself. In other words, you can't will it. Desire, yes, and to live in that desire and to hold it as something most desirable, yes, but not as an escape. And too often, ascension has been seen as a method, a way of escaping that which you have felt to have power over you. And ascension does not happen as an escape. Ascension is the natural outcome of knowing true joy, unlimitedness, of realizing the Christos. Then comes ascension. In truth, with the realization of the Christos, you are already ascended, whether the body be ascended or not. That is a detail. When you come to the realization of who and what is the Christos, there is such a sense of exhilaration, such a sense of freedom, that in truth you remember that you are the light which dances upon the firmament, such as this one. His most wonderful dance it is doing for you. You are the light that dances in this reality. And you live in that sense of lightness. The body itself can follow suit and become light. So light that it is no longer held, of course, within the laws of physicality, for you have realized yourself to be the creator of those laws and to be above those laws. But ascension itself, it is not a goal. That is the first revelation. That is your first step in this evening, to understand that ascension, however most wonderful, however most sacred it has been held to be by all of your teachers and your authorities, it is not a goal. It is a bit of the fringe benefit that comes with love, that comes with realization of the Christos. And I will share with you that it is a most wonderful state of being, and you will know it. That I do not prophesy often. And I most certainly do not prophesy within any time frame. And I have explained to you that the reason I do not do a time frame is because, most wonderful masters which you are always doing improv. You set out even in one morning to do certain things in that day, and an idea comes to you, and off you go into another avenue, another way. I watch you. It is most wonderful, most creative. So to make a prophecy and to put it within a time frame, it is most impossible to do. But I will make a prediction. I will make a prophecy that all of you within this room and all of you within the sound of my voice will know ascension. And we'll celebrate it at some moment in time. And great will be the joy thereof. Your joy and the joy of all of the unseen ones, the brotherhood, the masters, all of the ones that you yet hold to be just a slight degree, perhaps a little more knowledgeable than you are. Now, in truth, I will share with you the ones that you hold to be the brotherhood, the masters, a little bit wiser, more spiritual, they give to you greater respect and honor for what you have agreed you will do in activating the bodies, living a lifetime of incarnation in this day and time within a reality that yet believes in good and evil. Know you that there are many dimensions, realities that do not have their belief based in duality? There are many realities, dimensions that live in harmony, in love, with no thought that there would be other than love. So for you to choose to come once again into this plane of reality that is based in the belief of duality, good and evil and all of the gradations in between, it has taken courage and wisdom. For you call upon much wisdom to guide you. This is not the easiest reality. It is not the worst or the hardest reality either. But it is not the easiest. And you have said that you will bring your light and your love and that still small voice one more time into this reality. Hear that well, one more time, for you have been here before. Into this reality, in order to lighten it up, to uplift the collective consciousness, and that is what you are doing. Even in days when you struggle with yourself, even in days when you say, oh, I have backslid, I have gone one step forward and two backward, I got angry, I held an image of myself, I said I wasn't all that good. Even in days such as those, you are still, because of the inner knowing of you, you are uplifting the collective consciousness. Because in truth, you have not stayed in that place of the limited belief about yourself. Maybe you've held it for a day or so, maybe an hour or so, maybe even a week, but you haven't stayed there. And that is to your credit, because you have listened to the still small voice within you that has said, let us ascend and go again to the Father. I will arise up and return to my Father's home. So the ones that you would hold to be the brotherhood, you are part of that brotherhood. You come with their blessing, you come with their guidance. You are not alone. Even though you have felt most alone at times, you are not alone. You have come from, not separate from, but you have come from the whole focus of the brotherhood into this plane, this reality, once again to uplift it. And you have felt that throughout many lifetimes, and it has been interpreted by you different ways in different lifetimes. And you have been oftentimes as the teacher, the philosopher, the rabbi. You have been the priest, the authority, who has said to other lesser beings, I know the truth. I will share it with you. Sometimes from a place of sincerity, humbleness of heart, many times from a place of ego. And yet, even in those times of coming from the separated ego, you have been serving the light. For even in the darkest of times, there is catalyst to desire the light. Sometimes you have discerned this for yourselves. Sometimes you have to experience the darkness before you get to that place where you say, oh, I give up. And then the light begins to dawn. For sometimes you have struggled and you have said, I will do it myself. It's okay, Yeshua. I like you. I've heard about you. You're okay, but I can do it myself. And I say, okay. And I walk with you. And then you come to a certain place and you say, I need help. I surrender. And that is a most blessed place to be, that place of surrender. For then all of the help, all of the light which you have been seeking, wanting to know, comes to you because you are receptive to it. You have finally decided to stop banging the head against the brick wall. You've paused for a moment, most blessed moment, and you begin to feel the light and the love and the Christos within yourself. And it grows from there. Most blessed place. So in these days that we will spend together now in this gathering, there will be explanation, which we have just done, of the descent into matter, how you got to this place in the first place, this belief. Also, a reminder that you have chosen to be here, that you are not limited to this place, this point of focus, but you have chosen, out of great courage and wisdom, to come once again into this reality in order to uplift the collective consciousness back to the remembrance of the oneness with the Father. There will be, as we have just done, a speaking of ascension. We will speak more of this in days to come, of what ascension is, how it feels to experience it, what it truly means. But before we get to that place, there will be some sharing about healing. For all of you have come with certain issues that you want to know the holiness of. Healing of the body, for the body will speak to you and say, I don't feel at peace. Healing of the mind, the emotions, self-image. Healing of issues, of relationships, of family, co-workers, interaction with ones. Healing of the soul. For the soul of you carries all of the old beliefs and some of the wounds from old beliefs. And the soul is ready to have that seen in holiness, to see that those old wounds in truth have been the most wonderful pearls, treasures. They have not been mistakes. They have been divine creations. And the soul desires to have old baggage released so that you can go once again as the free, holy child which you are. Healing, true healing, understanding your holiness as it applies to everything that you experience, is necessary before there can be ascension. Every last little piece. And it is not a difficult process. It is not even a painful process, as separated ego will often say to you that it has to be. Separated ego will say that you must get in there and uncover every false belief, every old wound, and relive it. And you have said, but I don't want to do that. I've already been there. I've done that. And you have. And there is not need to go back and pick at old wounds. You know what happens when you pick at a wound. You don't give it a chance to do its natural thing, which is healing. So there will be sharing about healing, and there will be sharing about ascension, and there will be moments of ascension, and there will be miracles. Does that sound like a good game plan? Not too shabby. There is nothing shabby about the holy child. Now, in the time remaining in this evening, I would suggest to you, as it is going to be one of the most wonderful, rewarding steps in ascension, is to know yourself, I would suggest that you pick someone with whom you have not conversed, someone that you don't know all that well, perhaps, and that you sit with them for 5 minutes of your timing, 10, 15, whatever, it does not have to be constrained to any certain length of time, that you share with them who you think yourself to be in this lifetime. In other words, your name, where you come from, what you do, all the particulars of world identification. And that you also exchange the how to get in touch with each other. Yes, yes, the details, yes. So that you can keep up a friendship. You will do a certain partnership with someone in this room, and you will find that you will acknowledge them each evening when we come together, and you may find that you want to keep that friendship after these days are completed. So in the time that remains in this evening, I suggest to you that easily, gently, you allow yourself to be attracted to another one, to speak with them, to share with them the worldly identification, and then to share with them your hopes, your dreams, what has propelled you to be here. Open your heart. Discover another aspect of yourself. For in truth, ascension means collecting all of your seemingly separate parts and knowing that in truth, I am one. So be it.